Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all our views fall under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, وَمَا تَشْعَوْنَ إِلَّا تَشْعَى اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَلَمِينَ. One of the poets said, مَنْ زَكَانَ وَإِذْنَا الْأَشَى. Whatever you need from Allah is what to materialize. When you are who will be I know you? وَمَا شِئْتُ whatever I will be in مَنْ تَشْعَى لَكُمْ. If you do not need it, it is not materialized. But that's why we are loving in the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our way comes back in the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appear to all those who see or to the good. So, but we, all our being, all our activities, our statements, our actions, we all know the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established his need when the Quran told his friend, وَلَوْ لَنْ تَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ فُوتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. If it would have been put in your foot, for you to say, MashaAllah, or you can touch your paradise. So the man has established the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse. In this story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suggests in the Quran. So I said earlier that MashaAllah is saying when you admire something. Sha'a in Arabic was the best, which means in English. Sha'a Allah in Arabic. MashaAllah, that is what Allah is. What Allah wills. This is the word from inshaAllah. InshaAllah is if Allah wills. So we say inshaAllah, then we are talking about inshaAllah, if Allah wills. So we say inshaAllah, that is what Allah wills when we admire something. Take for instance, you see something in the hand of your brother and you know that him, you say, MashaAllah. That is his blessing, is what Allah has given. If Allah has not been used, the person who is at what? Only out of the person with the possession of it. So, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Ilah Billah. There is no power against the law except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it is not only in power is under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now that we want to seek support, we want to seek assistance, to seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our community. This verse established the Mashiach from Muhammad. Another verse is, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اهْتَدَوْا وَلَٰكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, if Allah had made it, مَا اهْتَدَوْا, they wouldn't have fought one another. وَلَٰكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. What Allah wants to do. That is, those who are fighting one another, or those who fought one another in the past, if Allah has given that they will not fight, they will fight, they will not fight. Likewise, those who are fighting themselves now, killing one another, if Allah has given that they will not kill one another, they will not kill one another. But the will of Allah that was different between one another. The will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people will be fighting one another. The meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that people will be stealing the property of one another. And so on and so forth. So that's why the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is different from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. What Allah likes is different from what he wills. Because the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the combination of something in life for you. and made it for another one. Obviously, in the next country for the living times, that will be the way it for the particular. So the Quran is what is up. Take for instance, the will of Allah to marry that for people should be believers and for yours should be believers. So this is the will of Allah to marry. So the belief in one aspect and what the life in one aspect. So what about the two? The most important value. That is the belief in materiality. Because Allah pays for the belief and the life for the belief. So the quality of Mashiach, the quality of belief, the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah believes everybody that wants Muslims, وَلَشَاءَ قَالَ عَمَلًا نَاسٍ. So if Allah has everybody that was delivered, that was delivered, but Allah for that is not really that way. In the world that we will be delivered, that we want to be delivered. That is the will of Allah subhanahu. So in the world that we should be delivered for the living, and in the world that we should be delivered for the living. So, and that's why it must materialize. It must materialize. So there is nothing that happens. And this one, all parts of the world take place with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is Allah ma'tadaloon? If Allah believes them, God affords one another. But Allah believes them, God affords one another for a reason. For a reason. If Allah believes everyone will understand the Harun have been edited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes that what? There should be sickness. So people should be sick for the reason. And if Allah knew that everyone will have to sleep, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that people should be early for a reason. So, because all the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to do with a reason. That some of them is known to us and some of them is not known to us. And you cannot force the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very more than plans and action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we yours to submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we limit? So what are those impressions which are some people view? كل ما تجبرت حين تلاقي تغيير الأنعام إلا ما يبدا عليكم غير مشرك صيد الله سبحانه وتعالى says the animals the Allah to you إلا ما يبدا عليكم except that has been recited to you غير مشرك صيد. Likewise when you are in the state of passport to Europe, when you are in state of Hajj, you should not legalize yourself only in the Maya Umayyad. Allah rules or judges what he means. The means. My means, you have my means that you are previous birth, allow us my means here. So what is the difference between Irada and Mashita? And my shah, my religion, what's the difference? Yeah, the thing. The only difference is that irada can have two meanings. So an irada, a commitment, and an irada, a shariyat. An irada is a commitment to Qadariya. He is accepted as a Mashiach, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The right of whether it is good for us, but to Allah is good. But if we have to us, I was good for us, but to Allah is good. Because the need for a hikmah, there is wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses because of this. So to us, we have to appear to us. It is bad. When people die, you say what? This is bad. When people are born, you say what? This is good. was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the almost weak, the most hikmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for one hikmah. But of course, we will not let that in one group. So that is in a lot, the biggest thing in us. Why existing is seen as something that is good? Positive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hikmah, dying and being alive, both of them are all part of his meaning. That's what he happened. Just as the Prophet Allah said, Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will not escape from the same way we escape from us on the soul of his religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the soul but at the same time it is not to offend the servant. But you have to want to, you have to take the soul. How is it? So the God, that is the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Hirara is the same thing as Al-Shira, Al-Hirara. So the one that is in me, but don't say Allah will show me that that is something that is involved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in life deeds or new deeds for a reason particularly, that very soon to me, that may not be known to us. Then we have Al-Iradatu Shari'iyya, this is the same thing as Al-Mahabba, love, like what Allah loves or what Allah likes. Al-Mahabba is what he is, what Allah loves. Allah loves the believer. It does not love the believer. Allah loves obeying you. It does not love disobeying you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves being nice to you. It does not love being rude or being not nice to you. So this is the power of Al-Mahabba. Al-Mahabba is different from Al-Mashita. The word Al-Irada is huge. We have to look at it critically. What is meant by Al-Irada here? Al-Irada, we need to know the name here. It will be Al-Mahabba and it will be Al-Mashita. So we have to look at it very well. So here I have to remember that saying, Dola Hinda Umara, Yes, Father, my youth of Allah, George, my youth. So what he loves or what he means. Well, inshallah, in a sense that if Allah gives, he wouldn't have force for another. Well, I mean Allah, yes, why am I doing? But Allah loves what he loves or what he means. So Allah does not love that he can fight one another. And that's why he gives love. Allah then he loves keeping one another. But I said to you, in the last time I spoke, do not give one of us, do not give the first, in the last time I spoke, Rahim. But today, Allah is what he is meant to do. But here he said, when I was not Allah, if Allah was not open, he would have written a verse, what's one of them? So, what is my view? Confused some people and was then asleep at the God of peace. So some people they believe that was Irada is the same thing as what Al-Mahabba. Irada is the same thing as what Al-Mahabba. So the meaning of Allah is the same thing as what Al-Mahabba. Or it is right and it is the way of share the God of peace. So, what we have to do is the look at it. The word parada or living, the look at it. What does it stand for here? At least, you know, this area. Because war parada we need to the windows, the main door and the main wheel. What are we doing here? So you see exactly what I think another part of my means that is Allah does what he wants. So if you see Allah does what he wants, that means the war was fighting and killing. But no, that is not. That is not. وحين تكون مريضا بعد عامك فعلت عليه غير مهم بشيء وان تبحروا ان الله يحكم ما يريد الله وش الله حقي تشوش ملك الاسلام so he says both of them can go ان الله يحكم ما يريد الله just judges the way he likes or judges what the way he feels. So if you don't need it, you can go away. But in the fourth one, the other one can go. But if these both things can go, Allah rules what he likes. Yes. Or rules what he needs. Yes. So what Allah rules is what is beneficial to us. When Allah shows you the Prophet Allah, that is the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that will be lost. So when he asks us to get away from him, everything is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to go away from everything. When Allah rules that somebody will be rich, when Allah rules that somebody will want to be rich, that is not the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not the judgment. That is the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُجِيَ صَوَى أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ Whoever Allah wills to guide, or whoever Allah wills to guide. Which one? يَشْرَى قُبْرَهُ مُنِزَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be asked وما أعمال المسلمين ومن كان يدعو جميع القوم المضيقون حاجا كأنه يصعد في السماء سؤال الله سبحانه وتعالى إذ أعد حاجا عبد الكرسي كأنه يصعد في السماء أكيد لعبين the time. You know, when they are in the gym, they are very confused and they are asked to find the gym. You know, when you see, you will tell him pain. Allah has said, what? They shall have cover of the virgin body. And they have to walk in the tight, harder, in the cross. The animals are a star out of them. I see in the on the green thing, you have to join the sky. Along that you have to say the animal, yes, acts as if it's running. Then the animal, yes, four arms, he goes from one, two on the board of pain, two on the board of emotions and many causes. If you look at this bar, in the English description of what people feel. Somebody that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and possibly be able to feel that. As we are saying that Allah says that you will see the most ready to be human to. When you say that, this is what you have to do by the genie. Because there is a book of the genie that says this. أو أقول سبيس على ربي is very good. All is expecting much to just use it and to know what good is. When he hears duty is great, when he hears good is good. And that is the quality of the human being. Allah says, Inna man kana kamina al-muslimina idha rabbuhu ila Allah wa rasulihi yahkuma bainahum an yakunu sami'ina wa ata'ina. The business of the believer, whenever they are invited to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that for them to say what? Sami'na wa ata'ina. And what? You don't get it. That's the business of the believer. For that, then the Muslims, they will be successful to me. So, what does it mean? That Allah says they should do something that is very beginning. Such a person has a very deep conversation with him. And one we hear that Allah will never have asked to save him from something and take it away from him, the person is also successful. Because when you give Allah, from the Holy Spirit, and the idea of him, Yeshua Korah is the Spirit. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide, or we should guide Yashraq Qurrah with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make his heart softly, make his heart who will prepare his heart to Islam. At the beginning, breaking into the implementing method. At the beginning, the implementing method. But whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to be upon his guidance, give me an offer of the Holy God, Sergeant, Karan, and my father, and sister, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his heart, the Holy God, what? Eyes. It's not like someone's heart is what is spacious, that accepts everything that the Prophet Allah says. That accept everything that Allah has said. Even if you believe, he accept them, even in their actions. He also carries them out. Any Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he carries them out. Because the God is public, it's an art to God worthy. It's an art to God worthy, special. Why do you not to accommodate all those things? But whoever Allah has said, to give up all his guidance. Yet the Al-Qabran was to be holy. He makes his heart tight. His heart not have what? The only room space in his heart to accumulate those things. And once things are coming, his heart will be protecting them. Because there is no space in his heart to accumulate those things. And once things are coming, it will appear so he has been asked to climb the car. So Allah will tell us, look at the way we picture it. Yes, the Prophet was very simple. Pardon. He has been tied and he is lost. The angel has fallen out of his body. I think he's falling himself. He's on the very thing he wants to climb the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَأَنَّمَا يَصَوْهَمُ السَّمَا as he is climbing, he forces himself going through some pain in order to climb the heaven. So this is the basic description of the person performing the man and the person performing his guidance. The basic description. So he shows here, the reason why he shows that Allah ta'ala brought this is to establish what you are iradatu kawiyya. Iradatu kawiyya that is the universal meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which may appear to us as good or bad in the end. Someone who is rich, for instance, now, to see that as good. And someone who is poor, to see that as what? As bad. وقد إرادة فرجمنا الله سبحانه وتعالى دان مزغوماً بسم الله دان مزغوماً بسم الله دان مزغوماً بسم الله سبحانه وتعالى that is the way which is part of the government. So they will be poor, so they will be rich. So they will be healthy, so they will be sick. Like that. So they will be poor, so they will be Muslim. That is irada kawliya, qadariya. Irada kawliya, qadariya. What is it kawliya that is in the water? What is it qadariya that has to be taught the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the country. So the other irada, Kabuliya, Shalvi, the part of the Pabariya. But the other irada is irada to the Lord Shalviya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be. Take for the one and the other of Buddha, Abdullah, the Abdul, the Pabariya. Allah has the wound. That you should not worship except him. For if one day he will stand and to deny to the superior. What type of Qadar is Allah talking about? What type of you? This is what Qadar Shari. Because when you look at Qadar Shari or you look at the other Sharia, you will see the opposite happening. Once you see the opposite of the thing happening, that is what an Allah says. This is what is irada, or this is what is qadar. That is qadar, shari, and irada shari. But this is irada kawliya, that is irada with knowledge to do something that works different from this. Qadar shawuna, illa yasha Allahu Rabbul Alamin. Nothing will happen outside that. So when Allah says pray, for the situation to not be. That is wrong. It was a shari'ah. It's something that has to do with the law of what you do, if you want to do, and you should live it, you want to live it. When it has to do with the matter world, nobody can explain it. Because that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing can explain that. So we know to differentiate between these. So we are talking about Mashiach, we are all only one Mashiach. There is only like Mashiach, Shadariya, Mashiach, and Badariya, something like that. When you say Mashiach, it is referring to the universal will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you mention the word Irada, the word Irada, Shadariya, and what is Irada, Badariya, the universal will, and what, and the judicial one, that is after that, that has to do with what they do and don't. Which you are free to take anyone from a shop, a gentleman from a shop, and you will do. So you are free to do anyone you want to do. But the Mashiach of Allah is not our parents, it was the knowledge of Allah. But the first study that Allah wrote it down, and to perform with us. That is what the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they were in the West are saying as a lot of these ways. Some say, there is nothing like what irada, kawliya, qadariya, and irada, sharia. All irada is what we know. So we have to reproach in the music was what I shall allow not certainly. If Allah is rich, he will not watch, he will support one another. What I think Allah is all my means of Allah does what he does. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala law but what? They fight one another. How does it get? So now that is Allah loves everything, all that happens to Allah. So those who are committing adultery, those who are taking self-camps, those who are cheating people, Allah lost all these things and they lost everything. Because nothing will happen except what the love of Allah subhanahu. So all the things that are happening in the world, Allah loves them. Not that Allah knew them, He loves them. From this, they went astray. We need to see that many verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu tells us we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do this. It is the things that are acting against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah was so good, they were able to come to Allah was so good. And we were also back to this too. So to them, so to the other God, every other Muslim, the other Kaunisha. So by looking at the Quran clearly and critically, he said that when Allah is the one to the other, there are two types of the other. It's either Allah asking us to do something or asking us to do something that is one irada. The other irada is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to happen, which will come to pass, which is the same as what Mashiach. So you can use the word Mashiach or you can use irada, kawiyya, qadariyya. Or use the word qadaru, qadari. Or use the word anhu, qadari. The Amr of Allah, when he wants to do something, is to say, come, Fayakun. This and that is what to be. What are the Amr of Allah talking about this? This is Amr of Allah. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is Amr of Shaitan, Allah will say that people will not. People want to do, and those who can do, it is Abu Shari. Abu Shari. In the fire, Abu Shari, Abu Shari, Abu Shari, Allah Allah, Abu Shari, Abu Shari. Is there anybody that is doing this? So this Abu Shari, what Abu Shari is Abu Shari. But if you have been around and you are a Shia, this Abu Shari is what is Abu Shari. Which can also be neutralized. All this is there. So we have to understand this. Because of people who are not understanding, they go this way. And they make the verses of the Quran to contradict one another. All this is there. But by the truth of the matter, they will say, the verses of the Quran do not contradict one another. Because the people of Allah are the land, trust this to the commandments of the Prophet, and they understood it. So, if you don't understand anything in the Quran, in the intellect and thoughts, and the brain, it's not the Quran. The fact that you do not understand something in the Quran does not do what, however, you will not understand it. For some people, they were afraid of learning from the words Allah Ta'ala used in the Quran. And based on that, they took wrong aqidah. So the Shaykh brought all these verses to say we are only going to describe ourselves what they have described themselves in the Quran. We're not going beyond that. We're trying to go beyond that in ending all the way to be to the Quran. So what Allah has said to them is to describe it with us. Nothing more than that. But how do we pray for the descendants of Allah? We are still and denied. We ask the good. The good to whom? The good to whom?
One another.
The general. Huh? The good to Allah, the good to the Prophet, the good to yourself, the good to your neighbor, the good to your family. We ask the good. When the great father of Allah says, I'm giving you a son. Tell me about Al-Islam goodness. What is Al-Islam? The Prophet of Allah said, and ta'abud Allah, that an nakada. For you to worship Allah as you can see Allah. So it's proper for you to see Allah. But when you worship Allah as you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what Al-Islam. Would you expect to walk into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Why you do something and take the one who has ordered it to that thing is watching you? What is yours? It is fun. And that is the part and the character. And in this place, the what is your friend? You should be demonstrating yourself out by making your soul to do what Allah wants or what Allah commands, and by not putting on your soul what your soul can not do. The Prophet Allah says, take last week, let our man not to see more. Do whatever you are capable of doing in a balance. That's whatever you are capable of doing in a balance. Do not over yourself with what you can not do. فإن الله لا يمن حتى تمن. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not decline in loving you until what you turn away from being everybody. As long as you continue to watch to do that journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to give you abundance. The one who turns the home of the lecture gives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of what? See this to give you. So do what you can continue, you can do what you continuous daily. The Prophet of Allah Ta'ala said to me, let your man tithe, roll with the book. What is your vow now? She tied the rope so that whenever she was feeling sleepy, the rope wants to bring her back, and that she will continue to not do. When the story said, who has he said, the woman called Peter? He said, cut it off. And he said, if you have been in a man, not to keep it. The father, the wife, do whatever you can do, but the man died and was half bad. So, for you to improve your story, for you to know what you can do of the Ibadah, apart from the controlling Ibadah, what additional Ibadah you can do for you to do this and act in accordance with it. One of the companions of the Prophet Allah, along with the Prophet Allah companions, it was during the night, this companion continued to do the Ibadah, do not. He did not want to go to his wife. During the day, he was fasting. He prepared a best way for his guest, saying he wanted to sleep here. So the guest slept for some time, and he saw that he was about Nafila. So during the day, he was fasting. He prepared food for the guest. So the guest now decided to for that. But was not confused. So what was going to do the matter to the Prophet Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the Prophet Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what your friend has said is correct. And if there is no Gita Alayhi Wasallam Hakam, you will not have the right that you give to him. What in the Gita Alayhi Wasallam Hakam, your wife and children have their own rights. What in the Gita Alayhi Wasallam Hakam, open your soul as it's full of us to put that in hack and hack. Give everybody their right. So when you give everybody their right, that is what is fun. That means it's fun. Your neighbors, they have their own right. Whether they are Muslims or Kufar, whether they are Muslims or Kufar, they have their own right. The Prophet of Allah, wa alayhi wa sallam, said, Mazala Jibreel, you see his job. The priest is not called to tell me to remind to the neighbors. Hatta Ramanju, and then we'll see your reason. So you can't think that I can't think that I'll give a bar that will be that okay if I die, or if you don't die, his neighbor will also be able to be. And that was our blessed Muhammad ibn Abbas, Rodha Mawani, as for being a prophet of Imam al-Bukhari. When that is water, الشيخ منصور يسال اجبار هل احبيت لجعل اليهودي يجوكي في الوش لغة فإني سألت برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما زال جبريل يجيكي في الجاري حتى بجدت أنه سيقول جبريل بالنفس تسلم يا فارس بنيل وقمتي هل فارس يستيق بشتفة أو بالجريدة كنت في المنزل وفي طولة The fact that somebody is in jail and increase the doesn't mean much, you should increase the person. Anybody is a Christian, is he a copy of yours or is he a copy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are to deal with the person to make Allah actually deal with the person to be profound. The way the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him today, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died while he was burning the Jewish man. From money, which is used in Arab as a kind of a collateral. Or Muslims, why do you think about from the Muslims? Why is it right from the Jews? Or even the Jews? Where is it what the world of the Muslims? So as I said, if you don't want to buy from the Muslims, it's very easy. So that somebody who knows something about the Muslims, Baba, you can give it as well. And he uses armor for smiles, never to get food that is fucking with it, from wound from the Jewish man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The Jews, you find that to be watch of those who are the worst enemy of those who could be. Yet, Prophet Allah sallam, he bought some things from a Jewish man. Not cash, he bought it on credit. A Jewish boy died, put that was on his deathbed, put a bar, still went to him, to never watch, to suggest his son to him, because his boy would start to do it from that. That is the reason that he done it at the deathbed. And all of them, they can be in the army, they are moving to the deathbed. Not all Jews will do that. But I can tell you, I call them the Lord better, and the Lord in the Messiah. And those who are closer to the believer are those who are in the world, who are Christians. These are not more abusers of all the Christians. They are some Christians that what will be making attempts in order to watch, in order to destroy the Muslims. This verse is not given to them. These are things that people want to understand. When Allah said, وَقَالَ فِي يَهُودِ وَزَيْهُ إِبْنِ اللَّهُ The Jews, they said, was Uzayl is the son of Allah. The only Jews that said that, no! There are some people among them said that, that Uzayl must be the son of Allah for all these vouchers that Allah has shown on him. Not all the Jews said, but these little people that tell this thing, they were used to represent the religion. But that was you know how to do them. Not as when you are recognized to the religion, you are recognized to the Jews, someone will come and say, ah, this is in the Quran, but they said, I said, they are not in the religion. I'm not going to do it. This is in the Quran, this is in the Quran, or coffee, mushikina, and I'm not fuck. Look, things like this, you know, we should never do. When you are taking the book of Allah, you take the book of Allah completely. Never are going to take the one of these. With that, with respect to us, the world you read, you read. A lot of people went astray. And a lot of things, and a lot of us taking the meaning of you reading and giving what? Give Allah to them. So, a lot of people want to go outside the law, taking the part of the Quran and giving the other part. When you have a positive in the Quran, in the Quran. You also have what? That is half of the Quran in the Medina. Let me watch you, give you a look at you, if you are a good. And the Lord who will go. For you to be nice to them. For you to do in him, and for you to be judged. You have this job. For you to have a judge. among the scholars. And not only for the magic a part of it and was in the other part. You have to bring those verses together for you to understand it. So the shaykh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa ahsinu abinai. Zikr wa ahsinu al muslimin. He said what? Wa ahsinu. Yeah. He said, which includes the Muslim and the non-Muslim, which includes the animals. So and the what deny the good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to ask you. Even when you are watching animals, what is talking about say about us? He said what is our fatatu? When you are killing, try to improve at killing the animal. But the power of the Allah is the one that subdues this animal for you. So when you kill the animal in the very wrong way, you are not utilizing the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Because the animal is capable. You are the Muslims. They will be defeated for sure. The animal is capable of destroying you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subdued this animal. And that's why the Prophet said, but I'm still Islam. So the Islam is part and parcel of Islam. The part and parcel of Islam, and the Islam is everything. In everything, when you are dealing with the Muslims, be a Muslim. When you are dealing with the non-Muslim, be a Muslim. When you are dealing with an animal, be a Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innallaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves the muhsinin. Here, the Shaykh says that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what he loves yuhibbul muhsinin. He loves the muhsinin. The Shaykh wrote this verse in order to tell us that what Allah describes himself with what? He goes with al-muhabba, his love. Those that describe himself with what? Al-muhabba, which you mean what? Which you mean to be or love. So he also describes himself with what? Al-muhabba, which is love. You know that a Muslim who calls himself Muslim and they say Allah does not love. They say Allah does not love. Because when you say love, it's a kind of when you are loving somebody, when you are loving somebody, you start to do some inner things in you. So how can we say such a thing is happy to Allah, that some inner thing is happy to Allah, the philosopher? And this, they walk the way you know what? The meaning of what? Mahabba. So, what do you want me to say to the in the power of the people, and not seeing him, they will say, Allah who show the kind of kindness and the kind of love to those who know the goodness. Allah will reward those who do this. Because it has to do with that love that Allah loves. He said that what? He said Allah was, it's like Allah's Prophet also going through a process that everybody will go through where he's learning from us. So he wants to say that establishing the things to be not to chapter. So each of my people in the state to be able Allah will be more than Muslim. And that's why this philosophy of religion is very dangerous. So what is the meaning of Allah said the Muslim, Allah of the Muslim, the way that the victim, that the victim was in the other. When Allah says he has an legend, should I give the essence of God that Allah doesn't have an legend because I'm thinking of our own essence? When Allah says he has an legend, so, for instance, I want to say, if Allah has an agenda, that means Allah will be like me. The woman I want to say was, if Allah has an agenda, that means Allah will be like me.
If the boys want to see you, those who follow our message, that is allowed to say to you. Why can't we say Abraham and Abraham, the way that was? We treat him not the same. Abraham and the way that we treat him. It's magic. So the hand of Allah will not be like my own hand. The hand of Allah, the head of Allah, the feet of Allah is not like my own feet. I'm going to support very much. But when you start philosophizing them on the Jesus, a lot of people, some of you write about, you write a big book, saying what? Say you write a philosophy. So I'm not lost. I want to tell you what you say, you should be loving. Huh? You should be able to love them. Why you should go with them? And you also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Shaykh wants to establish here the attributes of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah is not like our own love. You know, our own love can be so crazy. Huh? So many types of love, platonic love. But the love of Allah subhanahu is not like our own love. But the truth of the matter is that God's power loves. And when Allah subhanahu loves people, He loves them according to their piety. He loves them according to their piety. So the love of Allah subhanahu for us also gives. The way of Allah will love and those who are pious. And Allah will love those who are unpious. And that's why a Muslim or a Muslim, a person, can combine two. That is, the two can be converted into one to the person. That is, love and hate. The love and hatred of Allah and God can be visible in one person. How is that possible? How is that possible? That the love of Allah, that is, Allah is not one person at the same time, you need the person. Is that possible? How? Now, when the person obeys Allah, Allah loves him. But the person is also participating from acts of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is in that action. So, the more one is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the Lord is increasing. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person is increasing. And the more one is obeying Allah, the more the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is decreasing. So somebody, Allah may love the Muslim, and the love will start decreasing, till it becomes somebody that Allah completely hates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, and the person will be increasing in piety, increasing in piety, and the person becomes somebody that Allah completely loves. And that was why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall be aided of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the effect of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as Al-Qulla. Al-Qulla, that is Al-Mahabba Al-Qudra. The greatest law is called Al-Qulla. And that was why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Ibrahim Khalil. Allah is not to be worried about Khalil. That is the ayat. The ayat, the law that Allah can have for mankind, that is the ayat. And Khudla is the ayat. So, the Prophet of Allah also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَخَرَ لِخَلِيلًا كَمَا تَخَرَ لِبْرَوْهِمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah is taking him as the Khalil, the way he took Ibrahim as the Khalil. Let's go back to call himself a Muslim. Said, no, it's not that I'm telling Ibrahim as Khalil. Allah did not take Ibrahim as Khalil. Let's say the fact that God is in every part. But he could not accept it because he believed that accepting it like that contradicts the philosophy in his head. But if you don't say love, mahabba, or khulla, that has to be asked to do with what? The emotional feeling. How can you say Allah loves somebody?
Yani sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem bunu düşünüyor. Yine bu şaka kurdayız. Ve bu İmdallah lem yettekiz İbrahim'in halini. Allah ümmet değil İbrahim'in halini. So one that will need something kind of visually is not for the past of the Quran. One of the rulers called Khalid Abdullah al-Qasim, when he had it, it was on the day of Eid al-Adha. That I was now Dahu, Makabar Allah, Rukum, the Hayatu. Oh, you are a petition and you are Allah accept them from you. But if you would not hear the charge, I'm going to slaughter charge in Jannah. If that is to be my own condition. And your slaughter on that is. And then he says, the reason is that God, for in the name of Rum and Allah, land is showing his Ibrahimia Khalifa. It's clear that Allah did not take Ibrahim as Khalifa. That is, what he did is that he's knocking off the God of the Quran. He's knocking off the God of the Quran. So, this ruler, this Amiru, wife of Abdullah al-Qasim, is not actually. And one of the students of Jabr al-Jaman, also known as Jabr al-Sufwan, was also slaughtered by another person. Another one I gave. Because this is the same thing. No. The man is not the Khalid of Allah. Because what can you say about Allah is warning? Now is something that has to do with evolution. Why do people have said that the Khunda or the world apart from Allah is confined, the very best human world, for our own world. They only perform according to the Khunda that is sharing thank you. So, we will discuss Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what? With Al-Mahabba law. We describe him with Al-Khunda because he describes himself with Al-Khunda. فَمَسَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ فَرْتِكِينَ لَوْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ When the enemy, when they are, they respect you, they do not transgress on you, you also مُتَّقِينَ لَوْ You not transgress on them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah loves the مُتَّقِينَ Allah, that can be seen what Allah is able to That loves the مُتَّقِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah loves the Tawwabun, those who turn to Him, and God those who purify themselves. وَقَالُوا لَكَ الْجَنَّةُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْجَنَّةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَتَجْرِي الْجَنَّةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَجْرِي مِنَ اللَّهِ فَتَجْرِي الْجَنَّةُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَمَّا الْوَاجِبُ يُوَلَّى اللَّهُ فَتَجْرِي الْجَنَّةُ مِنَ Allah will love you. Allah will love you. So that means the power of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the power of obeying the most obedience to Allah. So he is the Prophet Muhammad is obedient to Allah. Anyone who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet is participating in sin, that should be made of what? Of his love. Someone is declaring the love of Allah and the calling of Allah at all. Because in every time we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who claims the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he claims some things that have to do with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he also goes away from his very important words combined Mahabbatullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what the ma'asiyah of Allah The sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How this is there? So it's possible for somebody to say, I love Allah. And it's possible for participating in some sin or before that. So it's not Allah. Only that what is law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a perfect law. If it is a perfect law, we feel forgiven Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. You know the case of the man who used to think as Republican, and the name of the man is Abdullah, people call him Umar. So this man, whenever I think he's a Republican, he will go to the broken man and they will kill him. So one day they were killing me, and the Prophet said, "La'ana kallah," in the word of Allah, the word of you. Ma'an kallah is Republican. Every time you will go here, for himself has somebody did something that is wrong. In case it's not a lot, it's not a good thing against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In case we just put it. Because when you do something that is wrong and you see that thing as right, then that the end is before you. Somebody is taking me up and saying, "I don't see anything wrong with it. It's business." So that was good. You see what I'm saying on the bill? Now, the difference between these words is that it's participating in the man, but you know this time is hard and this man has been divorced, it's haram. And nobody is saying, "What is wrong with you? I don't say anything wrong with you." Some of them are giving me a river, but because the Allah is carrying the other divorce, it's a simple person that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the Father's name. So somebody who is somebody who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he loves his love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves his father, who loves his prophet. Somebody who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 10%, 50%, 30%, 40%, like that. So the love of Allah by us is something that is determined by what? By our power, by our obedience. And not loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is determined by the level of what? Our disobedience. Where the level of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, because this world will be determined by how we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no any short course with it that won't be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are obedient to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who sees and thinks he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love such a person. Allah says, "But don't we have the one who doesn't pay for what is important? Allah will bring people that will love Allah, Allah will love them, and who doesn't love Allah. If you are not able to continue the world, you will be saying, 'Me, stop from the end of the world.'" Allah loves those who find in the cause suffering in the world that I am in, in the world that I am in, in the world that I am in, in the So what are the things that we find in the Al-Mafoon and the Jews? Al-Mafoon is part of him, and the Jews is the one that also is other than the one that loves those who are obedient. So, all these verses, the explanation of Allah loves. All these verses, the explanation of Allah loves. Those are the ones that we read before, explanation of what Allah has willed. Like that, So I'm so glad the one that Allah is something that Allah has not shared with them. So Allah has shared with them with me, he's sharing with me. Allah has shared with them with love, he's sharing with me. He's shared with them with him, he's sharing with him. He's shared with them with him, he's sharing with us, with him. So whenever I want to describe Allah, I want to go outside of what Allah has shared with me. Going to the intellect to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, restrict yourself to the text. Because you shall not say better about Allah than Allah himself. You can't say better about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the one from the time which Imam Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala said that from Jannah, the Messiah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the previous text that I read, he said, وَمَا عَيُّهَا الْأَهْلِ الشُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أَوْ نَجَاءَ فِي الْمُصَلُونَ The Ahlus Sunnah, they will not start to read the words in the Bible. Of course, following them is wrong in the Shaheen, but it is a trauma. So long as the Bible of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaheen of the Shaheen,
Then when you barak, you say barak Allah.
So, mashallah, I've worked the first funds that is what Allah wish. What Allah wish. So you step in that issue and you show this thing is the will of Allah. Then you have to do it for the bottom of the bar and now Allah.
When someone doubts or difficulties, so, and that is, for example, maybe if you tell a child that don't do this thing, if you do it, I'll beat you. Eventually, the child now maybe does that thing. And maybe you refuse to beat the person. Have you committed any sin?
Now, when a child, you tell a child that if you do something, I'll beat you, the child now tells you, now you beat him. If you refuse to beat him, have you committed any sin? The answer is no. It's when you ask, when something has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you by saying Allah, take it to Allah and teach it, Allah and teach it. In the situation like that, when you say Allah and teach it, so Allah and teach it, Surah Allah and teach it, advise us, when you say it, إذا حلف أحدكم على يمين فرأى غيرها خيرا إذا أنه في بعض تسمى في أراضي سوى until the nobody is not is better. So from that part, let me give up in a very good do. See that is the better one. Let me not give up in a very good do. See that is not the better one. However, what you can do is you do kafara. And the kafara is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. The kafara is the kafara is the إن تعلم عشرة من الفرحين إن أول ما تسيبون عليه So keep them, more people From the type of people that was That you only give your own family You keep them, more people Out of this world to move All of this that you're gathering You throw it and give to them more people Out of the hurry of Allah Of the sex is the But really, whoever cannot find any to be saved or close to him to send person, he can send more people, or he cannot send people to him, he said, for Pina to Salah and Israel, in part, in the Zanika, Kafara, and the King of Makala. This is the Kafara of your vows, of your home, of soul, where you How is this going? So if someone will say, Wallahi, you do not mean, I will beat you. The boy is not done that in the answer that if you beat this one, you will also enjoy the world. Then you will beat him. If you know that what beating him is what you do, you will beat him. But what is that also you look at far? Wallahi, for what has happened to you, I will not be able to use this payment. But after some conversation, friends come to you with a statement, sometimes it has to be like that, you know, you have to just be shaitan. Okay, sorry, I will be giving you the example like that. You have to look at fire. Yes, this is me, that is good. If you are praying, it's your son, but you don't go like that. You have to watch, you have to do the fire. The kafara is what you have said. Some people, they feel that what the kafara is when you just go to fast and pray in the room. Feeding them poor people is or giving them food or setting them in the station. There is no certain fear of the state now. So there are two options. Giving them food or clothing them. You don't have the ability to give them food or clothing them, then you go to what? Fasting 3 minutes. How is this going? So the same thing is also applicable to learning. That is
when you bow and you promise that you are going to do so and say, hey Allah, if you give me, if you let me get this job, I'm going to fast for so and so, I'm going to do the work. Then Allah make it possible for you to get the job. Now to be involved, and you know to say, from Allah, Allah said, you will go to the exam as well. Kafara to memory, kafara to memory. The same kafara for memory is also applicable to kafara to memory. How to explain? So, but what is our thing if you do that thing? There are one mission or one. Neither of you say it is haram for me to enter this house with this one. A man tells his wife that it is haram for me to eat your food, you go out. No matter what goes out. It becomes haram for me to eat the food. So in a situation like this, the state of power or what of remaining the ability. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi bima tuhalimu ma ahalla Allah wa zaka tabtali maqaba azwaji. Oh, Prophet, why do you forbid and prepare what Allah has made love for you? The tabtali maqaba azwaji, seeking that the pleasure of your wife. And now what happened? So one of the words of the Prophet Allah sallam, said to your brother, please, the Prophet Allah sallam, came to you, or come to you, to take that dignity, you are pursuing a very bad burden of something called Mandafiri. So, and the Prophet Allah sallam took on you out of one of the words. So then the Prophet Allah said, what is my Mandafiri? Very strange. So, Prophet Allah sallam was surprised by Mandafiri. So, he went to the house of the Allah and said, ah, Mandafiri is very, it's a person with his body that I've taken with him. I'll not take one with him. So if I take one and it's very, in the mouth of Mandafiri, so I'll not take one with him. So, take one back, or I'll not take haram on this day, on Allah say, Lima Harbin, why not take it up? Haram. What Allah has made for you to be tempted, not God has brought you, because you are looking for the pleasure of your own. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to the Prophet of Allah sallam concerning the fear of what of the Haiman. So the challenge is that when you know this is haram for you, or it's not your Allah's. If you don't say that I love you, then you decide to put on, you have not made it haram for yourself to do, nor have you said what Allah is not.
What advice do you have for women, for friends, that will promise maybe their child, or their children, that if they are, if you do this, I will maybe buy it for you. I don't know if they will not buy.
Now the parent that promises his son that if the person is going to buy so and so for him, or if she does so and so, that he buys so and so for her, he should fulfill the promise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Yadina Man Awu Bin Rabu. Only you need to see your contrast. So all the contrasts that you have to be unless those contrasts are not that are against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to fulfill every contract that is between you and another person you have to fulfill. So you promise to God, you have to fulfill that promise. Only if you are able to get it, either as a result of financial incapability, you let the boy know that this is the problem that I'm facing, but I will still meet if I get it. You know the case of the woman that was trying to was trying to bring a son. She was saying that the son should come and say something. When I got there, she gave him that thing. and the Prophet Allah says, if you are wrong, you think that you are asking for one day, then you are worse than that. So, things like this should be avoided on our own.
You now have to choose some three ones that are very small, and that was to continue to do it okay.
Alhamdulillah, Father, the one that is continuous. So one group has won the situation. When you observe five daily prayers, you do some other things, but comfort you do them. You do not find yourself wanting in all things that are comforting. Things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, you avoid them. Then in a situation like that, you look for things that you can complement his righteousness of yours with. Then you do that to the best of your ability. You know, in the case of the one who came to the Prophet of Allah, if I do him of Subhat, and see that Allah to me, I avoid the things that they have made halal as it is, and make them halal. Will I enter Jannah? Say yes, you enter Jannah. And run us back and send us. For let us not see the end. I swear by the one who is not there, but you are people who are not to support you. I'm not out of that. And the Prophet of Allah says, Aflaha, in public. That this man will be successful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public, if he acts in accordance with what he has said. So somebody who does the composing things and avoids the things that are haram, his friend, same can use some things to also have that. Now he was being good to. But the more the nawafil, the closer one is to Allah. When I have done after the Taqara of Isaiah, the nawafil has to be back. My son does this to grow yet with nawafil, has to be back till I love him. When I have also, when I love him, kuntu sama'a alladhi yasma'u bihi. So you know what to hear him, except what I should do for. Above all, let him through him. We don't like to see anything except what has to do with what is new. But I will say in Shibia, we don't like to learn about anything except that has to do with Allah. So when he's invited to things that are haram, you see, because he's avoiding things like that, when he knows something that is haram, he's not like to take it. Things that have to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are functions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he did. This is what the purpose. The purpose of what the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, there is nothing wrong in what the person is doing. Open takes the nafila that is taking his words. The three nafila is hiding his words. As long as what is observed in the right way, and he does not neglect the compulsion, he tries his best in order to do the compulsion things and avoid things that are haram. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will work him for his deen. That is continuous practice of the nafila. Allah.
Salam.
Don't hadith, talk about hadith. He has the good conditions. The conditions
have to do with the personality of the person that is reporting the hadith, that the person that is reporting the hadith will be an abd. And when they say an abd is somebody who is not a liar. And the person is not somebody that is accused of lying.